WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Park Fire burning in Northern California has triggered air quality alerts for at least six western states. Fires burned more than 300,000 acres, and evacuees in Chico say having a pet makes evacuating more stressful.
Very worried. I want to go home right now, but those things can be replaced. Lives can't. Pets can't.
In France, work continues on high-speed rail lines that were the target of coordinated arson attacks Friday, the first day of the Summer Olympics. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says at least 30 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on a school. Israel said it was targeting a Hamas command and control center. The Justice Department says TikTok was able to access user viewing information related to sensitive topics. President Biden signed a law banning TikTok in the U.S. unless it's sold by its Chinese parent company. Former President Trump holds a rally in Minnesota today while Vice President Harris is in Massachusetts. This is AB.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One person has died after a vehicle rollover crash that happened early Friday morning in Beloit. According to the Beloit Police Department, the single vehicle crash happened around 2:30 a.m. on the 1200 block of Risher Street. Police explained the vehicle rolled over and crashed into a tree. According to officials, the driver was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash. Residents in Mesomany are experiencing significant disruptions in their mail delivery with the United States Postal Service, with some reporting no mail for nearly a week and others receiving deliveries at unusual hours. The village of about 1,700 people have been grappling with mail delivery issues for several days. The delays are believed to be attributed to a staffing shortage at the post office. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today, highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 65. Slight chance of showers and storms for your Sunday, otherwise partly sunny and a high of 83. Sunday night, scattered storms, low around 67. Monday, partly sunny and a high around 85. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Get a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, it's 65.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Stormy from the Classics 4. It is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock with Kevin Kellogg. How's your Saturday shaping up? I hope it is good. You had the week full of work, and now you got the weekend, and you probably still got some work to do, whether it's work around the house or whatever. So get it done so you can enjoy the rest of your weekend. You want to get a song request in this morning from the 60s and 70s? 608-355-9970 is the number to text me or call me and see what we can do for you this morning. It's Elton John. This is Levon on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday at the 60s and 70s.
Levon wears his war wound like a crown. It calls his child Jesus, 'cause he lights the name, and he sends him to the finest school in town. Levon, Levon likes his money. He makes a lot, they say. Spends his days counting in a garage by the motorway. He was born upon the two upon on a Christmas day, when the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun. Oh, Alvin Toffsinger hails the sun today. And he shall be Levon, and he shall be a good man, and he shall be Levon, and tradition with the family plan. And he shall be Levon, and he shall be a good man.
You know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Saturday in the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with the Beatles, and we got some Beatles news for you. The lineup for the upcoming Venice Film Festival was announced, and it includes two Beatle-related documentaries. One to One, John and Yoko, directed by Kevin MacDonald and Sam Rice Edwards, focuses on the relationship between John and Yoko. And the other is Things We Said Today from Andrea Yocata. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the film will focus on the Beatles' first North American tour, which happened in 1964. The Venice Film Festival will take place August 28th through September 7th. It's 8:16 with Tony Joe White and Poke Salad Annie on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s.
Now some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Nearby called it Poke Salad. Poke Salad. Used to know a girl lived down there, and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it, carry it home and cook it for supper, 'cause that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. And down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke Salad Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama wasn't working on a chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. Every day for supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad. Carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor tote moment. Lord, I must take my mess up. Lazy and no count, claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for was stealing watermelons out of my truck patch. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on a chain gang. Suck a little poke salad to me. You know I need me a mess of it.
Same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names things have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya? There's something that made you come back again. And what could ever lead you?
What could ever lead you?
Back here where we need you.
Back here where we need you.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
There's something that made me come back again. And what could ever lead you?
What could ever lead you?
Back here where we need you.
Back here where we need you.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, we tease him a lot.
John Sebastian, and welcome back, 99.7 Max FM. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 8:22. What's going on around the area? Downtown Baraboo Farmers Markets on the Courthouse Square until 12:30 today. The West Baraboo Saturday Markets at the former Gander Mountain parking lot until 2 today. The 2024 annual Sauk County Master Gardeners Association Garden Tour is today from 9 to 4. Go to Eventbrite for more information. The 4th annual Honoring Our Veterans Car Shows at the Baraboo Candy Company from 9 until 2 today. Ridiculous Day Celebration in Reedsburg along with Party in the Park and the Flea Market at City Park from 9 until 3. Lazy Beaver Canoe and Kayak Race on the Baraboo River between Laval and Baraboo. That's today from 9 to noon. The free Baraboo Historic Walking Tour starts on the square next to the cannon at 10 this morning. And tomorrow, the downtown Baraboo Sunday Markets on the Courthouse Square from 10 until 2. Your weekend weather forecast coming up, musical birthdays and history also, and we'll check sports. Good news for Packer fans, and that's the good news for Brewer fans. That's all coming up.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Don't miss out on the opportunity to join one of the recreational or competitive leagues for a more immersive experience at Asgard Axe and Tap. They welcome both adults and children ages 10 and up, making a fantastic option for family outings or adult gatherings alike. To reserve your lane and embark on a Viking adventure that promises a selection of 24 craft beers, great restaurant, and unlimited arcade, call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Max FM Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with football, where the Green Bay Packers and quarterback Jordan Love have agreed to a record contract. Here's Mike Clemens.
Jordan Love has agreed to terms with the Green Bay Packers on a contract making him the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. 4 years, $222 million, and a record high signing bonus of $75 million, $155 million in guaranteed cash. The deal in Green Bay came down just hours after Love's agency, Athletes First, had completed a deal for Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, setting the bar for Jordan Love's contract. Brian Gutekunst.
He's our franchise quarterback, and we're ready to move forward. It's not like we're trying to make that decision. But at the same time, we want to put the best team around him we can. There's certainly the structure of it so that we can do what we need to do for our football team moving forward, not only this year, but years to come. So we got a lot of work to do. You know, we think we have a very good football team, but we got to come together as a team, and he's a big part of that. So him being out there is important for us.
With the contract now behind him, what's next for Love?
Just reps. You know, you just got to get those reps, build that chemistry. Obviously, I've got a good amount of reps through OTAs, but it's different going into training camp. Just getting those reps with the guys and building that chemistry with everybody.
The Packers continue training camp practices today. On to Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers dropped the opener of their series with the Miami Marlins by the final count of 6-2 at AmFam last night. Freddie Peralta takes the loss, going 5 1/3, giving up 5 runs but just 3 earned. Skipper Pat Murphy.
Freddie would like to have those pitches back. You know, it's tough to pitch sometimes when you're behind like that, you know, and he did some good things tonight. He didn't have his best stuff.
The Brewers and Fighting Fish again tonight, 6:10 first pitch. Aaron Civale goes to the bump against Max Meyer. To minor league baseball in the Midwest League, Beloit knocks off Wisconsin last night 5-4. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today, highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 65. Slight chance of showers and storms for your Sunday, otherwise partly sunny and a high of 83. Sunday night, scattered storms, low around 67. Monday, partly sunny and a high around 85. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Get a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, it's 68.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s with Kevin Kellogg, and let's take a look at musical birthdays. Yesterday, Darlene Love celebrated her 83rd birthday. Now, here's something that I'm sure a lot of you know, and some of you might not. She was in the group The Blossoms that Phil Spector produced. Didn't have a hit, but she sang lead on songs for The Crystals. She wasn't credited to The Crystals, but she sang the lead vocals on He's Sure the Boy I Love, and of course, He's a Rebel. So Darlene Love has got the lead on this one from The Crystals on 99.7 Max FM as she celebrated her 83rd birthday yesterday.
Just one of the pride. My baby always the one.
Remedy of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with the Crystals, and He's a Rebel with Darlene Love on the vocals, although she wasn't credited for that. Darlene celebrated her 83rd birthday on Friday. Also celebrating a birthday on Friday, Mick Jagger. Yes, he's still going strong at 81. It's All Over Now, Rolling Stones on Max FM.
Well, baby used to stay out all night long.
The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, the Rolling Stones, and it's all over now. Mick Jagger celebrated his 81st birthday on Friday. Also on Friday, drummer for Queen, Roger Taylor, turned 75.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my share of bad kicks in my face, but I've come through.
And I need to go on, 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 on.
We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end.
taken my bows at my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses.
Seven Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s. We are the champions with Queen and Roger Taylor celebrating his 75th birthday yesterday. Some musical history this week in 1970, starting a four-week run at the number one spot. The first of three number ones for the group. It's the Carpenters and Close to You on 99.7 Max FM. Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and close to you from the Carpenters, as it was number one this week in 1970 for 4 weeks in a row. This week in 1975, their only U.S. chart hit for Van McCoy and the Samsoul Orchestra. Number one this week in 1975 with The Hustle. Doing the hustle, you had to move everything out of the living room to do it, right? That's Van McCoy, number one this week in 1975. 1974, a year earlier, we found that John Denver was number one for 2 weeks in a row, his second number one hit with Annie's Song.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses. Come fill me again. Come let me love you. Let me give my life to you. Let me drown in your laughter. Let me die in your arms. Let me lay down beside you. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like the sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
John Denver and Annie's Song, number one this week in 1974. It was John's second number one hit. It is 8:48, and four-top singer Duke Fekir, the last surviving member of the legendary Motown Quartet, passed away Tuesday at the age of 88 from heart failure at his home in the Palmer Park section of Detroit. So let's do a little Four Tops and Reach Out, and I'll Be There on 99.7 Max FM. Reach out, I'll be there. 99.7 Max FM with the Four Tops as we're honoring Four Tops singer and last surviving member, Duke Fakir, passing away Tuesday at the age of 88 from heart failure at his home in the Palmer Park section of Detroit. 8:52, we'll take a look at what's going on around the area and get you a weekend weather forecast and more of your favorites from the 60s and 70s coming up.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of your upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time for the 173rd Columbia County Fair. Events will be taking place Wednesday through Sunday at the Columbia County Fairgrounds. Buildings will be open from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. each day, except for Sunday, which will be 10 a.m. until 5. There are a ton of events all week long with great live entertainment, beer and wine gardens, vendors, exhibits, and so much more. Get all the details at ColumbiaCountyFairWI.org. And the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association invites you to their annual garden tour. It's going to be happening 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturday, July 27th. It's in the Sauk Prairie and Merrimack area this year. Take advantage of gardening demonstrations and fresh produce markets to satisfy your curiosity and your culinary pursuits. Bring questions for the garden hosts and master gardeners and register for a door prize. You can get your tickets right now by visiting the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association Facebook page. Plus, you could stop into the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce or the Consumers Co-op office in Sauk City. Again, this will be Saturday, July 27th from 9 until 4 p.m.
Bring your lawn chair and get ready to get your blues on at the 3rd Annual Barrow Blues, Saturday, September 7th, starting at 2 p.m. at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast in Baraboo. Don't miss the sultry, self-taught prodigy, Ivy Ford, with diverse local groups including Dave Potter and Friends and Dead Henry. Just $10 gets you a drink in your hand, access to a cash bar, and the chance to purchase food from Red 6 Food Truck. Mark your calendar for the 3rd Annual Barrow Blues, September 7th.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today, highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 65. Slight chance of showers and storms for your Sunday, otherwise partly sunny and a high of 83. Sunday night, scattered storms, low around 67. Monday, partly sunny and a high around 85. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Get a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, it's 70.
Aaron's up on the text line at 608-355-9970 for Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose and Treat Her Like a Lady on 99.7 Max FM. Saturday at the 60s and 70s.
My friend,
called Took and Sink. You know what I mean. I know you've heard that the woman
got will
soon take advantage of you.
Got like.
Let me tell you,
like.
My friend,
got
that just ain't your
like.
To
do.
So
like.
You oughta treat her like the lady.
Got
the best
like.
You can do.
Got
you like. Gotta treat her like a lady. She's giving to you. Lord, look and sink. You know what I mean. Oh, you got to love her. But most of all, you got to be the. You got to hold her,
hold her.
And warn her,
warn her.
And make her feel you'll always need her.
Need
you
her.
Know a woman
hold
is sentimental
her.
And so easy
hold
to upset her. So make her feel that she's real, yeah. And she'll give you happiness. Whoa, strange as it seems.
You
know you can't treat a woman mean. So my friend, there you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady. So affectionately, I'm gonna treat her. And sink. You know what I mean. Oh, you gotta
treat her like a lady.
Gotta
treat her like.